Okay, so Daf Yud Beis. Boy mine Rab Zera. Boy mine Rab Zera. May Rab Yehuda. Rab Zera asked Rab Yehuda, Isha Mal Shatibdek Atzmon about it. So we've told now we've been talking about the principle of checking and when it's Dayashaita, when it's Meshleis. And as we've been saying, the whole Indian is only regarding handling of food, whether the food's going to become Tomei or not, or you have to be Cheshish, the food was Tomei. We haven't been talking, none of that was referring to a situation to make a woman permitted for her husband. So Rav Zera asked Rabbi Yehuda, so we talked about doing bedikas, checking that she should check herself for handling food, check herself in the morning, in the evening, etc. So he asked, what about checking herself labailo, in order to be with her husband, should she check herself? Is Amalei, he said, she shouldn't check. So, well, not just that it's no need to check. He said that she shouldn't. So the Gemara says, why so lenient? You know, the Tivdik of Mabakach, what do you care if she does check? Let her check herself. You got the wrong page there. 12A. You got the right Masechta?
12A1. Yeah, there.
Ah, paragraph 3, subclause 2. That's your problem. I know, I heard. The alarm clock was set for 5:40 p.m.
I thought you were in pre-Yen Chagasim mode.
No. So, wrong. I was in the.
What time was that?
Let's finish this and we'll talk about that after. Okay. Tivdek Mabakach. If she's. Why are you telling her? No, Dafka, don't do a bedikah before her husband. Let her check. What do you care? What damage does it do? So he answered him, he can live by night for your poivish. It's going to make the husband too nervous, and he's going to want to stay away from her. So we don't want to make people too nervous. So if he sees her doing a bedikah, he's going to think, oh, why is she checking? Maybe there's something wrong there. So he's going to say, oh, look, you know what, better nisht. Okay. Boy, mine Rabbi Abba me Rav Huna. Rabbi Abba asked Rav Huna. Isha ma'ushativ de katzma. Kashi avesas kedei lechayev bai lechatos. Here's an interesting question. Now, first of all, should a woman check herself? And it says over here, kashi avesas, it's an ambiguous term. What it means is actually immediately. It doesn't mean... Well, Shia versus Bechal. The translation itself is very strange, but it means immediately. That's where in this context. Why would she check herself? It means immediately after she should check herself, just in case she sees something, then the husband will be chay v'chatos. Because, yes, koyach, exactly. Should she check herself to find out if the husband did something wrong, so he could be chay v'chatos. Because it means if there's blood immediately 1 second after a thing, that means the husband must have been there before in his chayv achatos. So he says to him, he didn't say that's not a good reason to do bedikah. He said, is it even possible to check that much immediately? What do we call the shear versus over here? The immediate time of when the bleeding starts is moshal shamish for aid share imdim b'tzara mashkif. You have the shamish and the witness who are standing next to the doorway. They're trying to get into a room and there's a doorway that only one person can fit into at a time. Is b'tzias shamish nitnas aid. So as soon as the shamish goes out, the witness sneaks straight in. So in this moshul, the shamish is the man part, and the aid is the cloth. So that means the second the shamish comes out, the aid has to go in. Therefore, it's impossible to do it so quickly. Because to do a proper bedikah, it has to go inside and all the nooks and crannies. So that takes a bit of time. You can't do it so quickly, physically. Elamai. So when they talk about verses checking immediately, they're talking only about an external wipe. Yeah, they're not talking about an internal bedikah. So therefore, the only thing that you could do in an immediate fashion would be a kinuach, an external wipe. The lowly bedikah, not a proper check. So it's impossible. So what you're asking is, should she do it? She can't. It's impossible. By the time she finished doing the internal check, it wouldn't be considered immediately anymore. And therefore, he wouldn't be chayav chatas anyhow, because he wouldn't have evidence that it was there at the time when they did the action. So therefore, that question doesn't make sense. Ella, the question is, ma'o shetzakaneach. Okay, so should she do an external wipe? If there's blood on the external wipe, then there's also... Yeah. Okay, so take out the word tivdoik and put in the word tzakaneach. Should she do an external wipe, which you can do immediately, or she can do immediately, and then he'll be chayav chatas. And Ika Diyamri, some say Hachir Boimine, that the question was Isha, that he wasn't even asking about a chatas in the first place. Some people say that the question was, in the first place, Isha Ma'usha Tibdek Atzma Gedelachai of Bailosham Toli. You're right, it's never gonna be a chatas, because you can't do it quickly enough to be 100% sure that it was there, and therefore he cannot be chayav achatos, because that has to be 100% sure. But if it's a few minutes later, or I don't know how much later, a few seconds later, 30 seconds later, whatever it takes, then he won't be chayav achatos, because maybe it wasn't there, but maybe it was. So he would be chayav asham toli, because it was a maybe situation. So she checked just to find out if it was a maybe, and then he would have to bring it asham toli. He says, no, don't do that. The question is, Tivdik Amabakach, what do you care if she checks? Again, the same answer. Because if you start making all this hanky panky, that even afterwards she's going to check to find out that, ha ha ha, you got yourself into trouble, he's going to say, I'm not going to bother in the first place. And then you'll ruin the marital situation. Okay. Next part of the Gemara. So we said in the Mishnah that a woman who is doing taharos, yeah, the only reason why she needs a bedika b'chalal is because of the food. But once a woman is being involved with food and therefore is doing bedikas morning and evening, yeah. So we said also b'shar shi'evaris v'chuli, yeah. So we said that also for tashmish we also check. That's only a chumra. That's the really for frumta to do that. Yeah, the Mishnah says that she should do it, and he says that's only for the very for frumta. That means everybody else doesn't do it. The Mishnah says tzrichos, that they need to check. The tani tznuos, and you're saying it's some kind of an extreme right wing chumra. Zamalei, so he says, no, what does it mean? Tzrichesh, and the Yom, recall him, a kind divrei chacham, nikra tzanua. Anyone who listens to what the chacham said is a right-wing fafrumta. So therefore, when I say that this is what tzanua is to, means the rabbi said that she should make a bedikah before tashmish, and so those who listen are really, special people. Zamalei, so Rabbi says, what do you mean? If you listen to the chacham, the chacham said something in the Mishnah. If you listen, that makes you a big tzaddik. Well, if you don't listen, you're still a good bloke. Is on my rabba. But she'ena b'karen divrei chacham. If a person doesn't listen, tzanua hud lemikri. You're telling me he's not a big tzaddik. Or a rasha lemikri, but he's not bad either. If he doesn't listen, he's not just not a tzaddik. He's a rasha. Is ela on my rabba? Tzanua is. No, there's more to it than this. What's the special thing that only? Only tznuos do, only the special frumis do, is age shabotku ba'atzm lifnei tashmish zeh in beit kisper lifnei tashmish acher. The same cloth which they used before, they don't use it again, because it might contaminate the sample, so we say. Yeah, and therefore the really people who are really careful will have separate cloths each time. So v'she'in tznuos, those who aren't so particular as bakers, they check with the same cloth, they don't care if they contaminate the sample, muck it up, they don't worry about it. So that's the thing. Okay. Gufa. Just getting back to that. statement which we quoted yesterday. We quoted yesterday, Amar Abzeira, Amar Ababar, Yermia, Amar Shmuel, Isha She'en Lavesis, that a woman who hasn't got a fixed time, so she doesn't know when it's coming, Asur the Shamash Ashatibdik, then she has to check herself beforehand. And so Amar Le Reb Zeira, Le Reb Abba Bar Yirmiyah, so Reb Zeira said to Reb Abba Yirmiyah, Ein Lo Veses, Boi Bedika, we're talking about, again, the Gabi Taris. Still, let's not confuse ourselves. We're still talking about for food purposes, not for husband purposes. Yeah, so since she doesn't know exactly when it's going to come, she has to check before handling the food. And so Reb Zeira said to Reb Abba Bar Mamol, you're telling me only if she doesn't have a fixed vessel, that's when she has to check the check. Yes, the vessel's loy by bedika, but she doesn't. She doesn't have to check. But the whole thing in the Mishnah is talking about even people who have a time. That's right.
I know she has a fixed time.
That's right. If people with fixed time have to check before they're handling the food. So it's a question of when they check, but they have to check. So he said to him, there's a difference between, there's still a difference, even the gabe, the chashash, for food, there's a difference between whether she has a fixed time or doesn't have a fixed time. Yes, lovesus, if she has a fixed time, is eira boy bedika. If she's awake, then we make her do a bedika. Yeshena loy, I really don't know what's happening over here, but anyway, if she's awake, she needs a bedika. Yeshena loy boy bedika. If she's asleep, we don't make her bother doing a bedika. Ein Lovesis, what's he doing with her when she's asleep? I don't know. Ein Lovesis, if she hasn't got a fixed time, Ben Eir Ben Yishen Aboy Bedika, you got to check, even if she's asleep, we have to be stricter and we have to bother her and wake her up and make a Bedika.
Why is that? Because we say, Yesh Lovesis, we say, Oirich Bismanu Bo, and that's when you have to be cautious.
Yeah, so you can be more, lenient, that if she's doing when she's asleep, we don't wake her up. Oh, my Rava, so Rava said to him, Balei, why doesn't he give him a more posher answer than sleeping and waking? Yes, Lavesis, Lataris. Sorry, yes, Lavesis, if she has a fixed time, Lataris, boy, Bedika. Then we will say that for food, she still needs a Bedika. But Labai, loy, boy, Bedika. If Ein Lavesis, she doesn't have a fixed time, Afil, Labai, Lami, boy, Bedika. That means that even for that for her husband, she would also need a Bedika. She hasn't got a fixed time, then even for her husband. Right, so she has to check any time it could happen. The fact that Rabbi Abba Mamal did not answer him as that, so we learn from that that Shmuel holds that even if she doesn't have a Veses Kavua, even if it's not a known time for the husband, the bedika, there's never such a thing as needing a Bedika for the husband. It's only for food. Okay, Tana Rabbanon. We learned in a braisa. Chamor is donkey drivers. So donkey drivers would go for, they're like the truckies, they go for interstate donkey deliveries, and therefore they're not home for stretches on end. Yeah, so they come home, but a poilin or workers who are fly out, fly in, or people who come. That means they went away to go and be menachem with somebody, or for they went overseas for a chasana, whatever it was. So they've been away, and they come home. Is neshayim lahem becheskes tara. They can assume that their wives are toher. Ubotin v'shoyin imohim, and they can come and do the business. Ben yeshen is ben eretz. Even if they come home at 2 o'clock in the morning and their wife's asleep, they can do it. They don't even have to wake their wife up. Okay, but medvorim amurim. When is that? If when he left they were to her, then he's allowed to assume that they're still to her. But if he left them when they're tomei, since she's tomei until she says that she's to her, and therefore presumably if she's asleep, unless she's sleep talking, then he would have to wait till she tells him. So that was the braisa. Is the question is according to Shmuel. Shmuel says that they never need a bedika, yeah, for husbands. It's only for food. So here we're talking about the husband. Is according to Shmuel, he shouldn't need nothing. What's Shmuel going to, in this case, we're talking about a woman who has a fixed time, doesn't have a fixed time, what's Shmuel going to establish this price? Ibisha yesh lavesas. If we're talking about a woman who has a fixed time, so according to Shmuel, though, if she's awake, we still, according to Shmuel, it would still not be is kasha era. Then what did the brayser say? The brayser said ben yishen is ben eris. Okay, so according to Shmuel, you would say that. So what did Shmuel say? That if she has a, if she doesn't have a versus kavur, she has to check only. She has to check when it's both awake and asleep. And if it was, if there is a versus kavur, then only when awake. Right. So this brayser, which says that he doesn't have to do nothing, he can come home and assume that she's, he can just assume that she's toher, yeah, is going to be a kasha, at least the awake bit. Ibisha yesh lo vestas kasha era, because Shmuel said that if she's awake, she does have to do a bedika. And ibisha ein lo vestas, if she hasn't got a fixed time.
Didn't Shmuel say that?
No, this is for Taurus. For Taurus.
Yeah,
if she's going to handle food. Yeah. So Shmuel's
statement was to do when she's handling food.
Yes.
But this place is dealing not with food handling. Dealing with the husband's being
Away. Well, not necessarily. The place doesn't actually say what it's talking about.
So what does it mean when he says kol abayle boy b'dikah? Anything to do with the relations with the husband?
No. If she's a suka b'tarois, then she has to do a b'dikah before tashmish. Also, that's what we said in the Mishnah. Yeah, that means if she's not involved with food and it's only for the husband, then you don't need any bedikas. But once she's involved in food, then she needs a bedikah for tashmish as well. Yeah, so according to Shmuel, so that means you do need a bedikah. The Mishnah said you need a bedikah, and that was Shmuel's explanation. Yeah, we're talking about Lugabe Taurus. So the question is, this brayser seems to say they don't need nothing. Yeah. And for the Gemara, the Olam, but she yesh lovesa. The price is talking about when she has a fixed time. The Kevin she tova. Yeah. So therefore, but because she tova is an interesting way of saying it, she instigated. Well, she initiated. Yeah. Then ein lecha b'dika gadolah mizu.
When she request,
that means request. Yeah. But as
it's not dark, it's near.
As God said to the snake, no, not to the snake, to the woman, ein lech reshus l'tova b'peh. Anyway. So Rashi brings her also if she's in an accessible position, she doesn't have to, even if she doesn't say the words, yeah. So she gives the signal. If she gives the signal, then he doesn't need a bedikah. She wouldn't do that if she wasn't tohar. So that's as good as telling her to go make a bedikah. Okay, so that's the thing, that he comes home, if you know he finds her. Even awake, asleep, but she's in position. She's giving the signal that she's up for it. The green light, yeah. So he doesn't have to ask. That's the point of it. He doesn't have to even ask her. If he sees the green lights on, then he just does. He just goes for it. As on my layer of Papa the Rava, Mahalim ever kihamas nisa. Can we actually do that? Like that pricer? Yeah, just see the position and go for it. As on my layer. Amalei Sudni, so he called him Sudni, not because he couldn't pronounce Sydney, but so the word Sudni, there's two possible meanings for the word Sudni. This is what he called Rav Papa Sudni. That was his nickname. Either it comes from the word Seder Shemli Reyov, so it means Tamil Chacham, because you know the secrets, God gives his secrets to those who fear him, or the other possibility, which is almost diametrically opposed, is because he was a beer brewer, and a beer brewer is called also, is that the right word, it's called a Sudni also. So it's either because he was a very big Talmid Chacham, or because he was a good beer maker. I don't know, maybe that's it. Yeah, maybe those two things go together. Maybe it was both.
He was a famous brewer. He's always suggesting beer as a remedy for different
things. Yeah. So it's just interesting that the same word Either it means a big Talmud Chacham or it means a big beer expert. Anyway, so he says to him, Loi, don't do a bedikah for your wife. The meganya ba'ape, because it's going to turn off the husband. Meganya literally means that she'll be gnai. It'll be what's the word? Shamed, embarrassed, whatever. But it'll spoil the mood. But anyway, so he said, don't do it. Amar Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana says, you won't believe this one. Shall tinhu the inshir base of the Rav Papa or the Rav Huna Beit Yeshua? I went and asked the wives of Rav Papa and Rav Huna Beit Yeshua. Ki asa rabbonim in Bei Rav. When your husbands come home from they went away. Well, I think they were. Yeah, but Foreign and Reven. When they come back at the end of the Kinnas Hashluchim, matzichul ubedika. Do they tell you to do a bedika or not? Like you do, you always go up to women and ask questions like that.
You go to your Rebbe's
wife. The Rebbe's wife would ask her that question. The Amruli, and they told me, Loi. No, they never ask. They didn't say it's none of your business. They said, no, they don't ask us. Okay, so these guys didn't demand their wives do bedikas. Is the question was, why did he go and ask the wives? That was the chayr a little bit inappropriate. L'shalina l'didu. Why didn't he just ask the teacher? Ask the rabbi the shayla. What are you doing asking the wives? So he thought, Dilma inu k'machmirin of shayu. He knew that they're going to say it's okay when they're in rabbi mode, paskening shaylas. But he wanted to know what they do. Are they machmir l'poyel with their own wives? He wanted to know the whether they're... Because if they were machmir, then he would have been machmir too. So he didn't want to know what their official rabbinical statement was. He wanted to know what they actually do. Tana Rabbanan, Isha Shein Lavesa, is a woman with not a fixed time, Asura the Shamish. So this Brisa goes very extreme and says, she's not allowed to have intercourse, full stop. No bedikas, no nothing. Ve'enla, le'le ksuba, well, he has to divorce her. She doesn't get a ksuba, ve'le pay race, she doesn't get the normal things, in marriage, in the ksuba, there's all this tanoi ksuba. She's entitled to she doesn't get the payrus. He doesn't get the payrus because the payrus is an exchange of her work. Beloy mezoinus, he's not obligated to feed her. Beloy belois, she doesn't get the leftover, the worn out shmatis. Veyoytzi, has to divorce her. Beloy machzer elamis, and he cannot bring her back ever. Diver Reb Meir. These are the words of Reb Meir. So Reb Meir was...
Provided she doesn't have a period.
If she doesn't have a fixed time. So a woman without a fixed period...
It's very hard to live with.
She can't get married. That's it. That's Reb Meir's moderate view. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna said, thank God Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna said, no, even if she hasn't got a fixed time, so she'll do a checking. Mishamesh b'shnei edim. She can check with her two cloths. Hein nivsua v'hein tiknuha. Those cloths will either stuff her up or they'll prove that she's okay. One of the two. But none of this permanent lifetime ban. Okay. Mishum abachanan amru. In the name of abachanan, they said, oile lubayla. Woe to the husband of this woman, asura the shamish. Dilma Mikalkelis, the woe to the husband, they can't have intercourse because you might stuff things up for him. Ve'ein l'ksuba, and she doesn't get a ksuba. There's a girsa over here that says yesh l'ksuba, and that's why he's saying oile l'baila. Woe for the husband, because he has to divorce her, but he has to give a ksuba as well, so it costs him money too. But according to the girsa we have, oile l'baila, sula shamish, that's it. Since he can't have intercourse with her, therefore there's no ksuba anymore. Like we said before, why not? Because all the other conditional side clauses of the ksuba, same rule as the ksuba. If it's also the shamish, there's no ksuba, and therefore there's none of the tnai ksuba either. And he has to divorce her, and he can never bring her back.
What's the same different to the Brayim?
Okay. Now he added the Ole Lubailo bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but practically, there's no difference, though.
Oh, Fred, you can more upshit. That's the question. So, what did Abba Chanan say? What's Abba Chanan telling us that was any different? Ole Lubailo, that's the only difference that he said. what he said is the same thing as Rav Meir said in the Braisa. So what's he adding? Answer the Gemara, Letzricha, what the answer, what he's adding is the Hadrava Askina. She had an operation or something, or she took the pill, and she regulated herself. Yeah, so now she's able to be Kavua. Now she has a fixed time. So therefore what? He still can't remarry her. Mahu detaimu lahadra. You might think, now that she's fixed herself up, he can remarry her. Kamash malon, so he's teaching us, Abacharon, the zimnin, the azla umintzaba, that there's that sometimes she would go and marry somebody else, or masakna, she would go and organize herself to have a fixed time, and she'd marry somebody else, and the first husband's going, huh? How come she's doing that? Oh, she fixed herself. And he would say, if I would know that she could fix herself, even if you bribed me with $100, I wouldn't have divorced her. So that means that the whole divorce was a mistake. The nimtzu get bottle. He says, oh, no, that divorce, that gets bottle. Yeah, now she's married to the other guy. She has kids with the other guy. And he's saying, oh, no, I didn't really divorce her. Sorry, she was married woman when she married the second guy. Kids are mamzerim v'chulu. So therefore, we said goodbye, Charlie, and he can never remarry her. So that even if she's fixed herself, he will know. That means he'll know ahead of time that he's never going to be remarrying her, and therefore he cannot claim I didn't know. Okay, then we had Mishum Abachanan. That Michael Mashvulan was actually going on Rav Meir. Yeah, that Rav Meir said that it's also the Shamesh and Ein Laksuba, so of course he can't remarry her because the Havamina was, if she doesn't have a Vesis Kavua, that doesn't have a Vesis Kavua, so how's he going to remarry her or be in the same boat again? Yeah, so therefore the answer is that even if she fixes herself, he can't remarry her. Then came Abba Chanan, Mishum Abba Chanan Amru Eila Labayla, Ikad Yamri. Some say that Rabbi Chanan was talking. Rabbi Chanan was talking according to Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir, Ramalei, according to Rabbi Meir, the boy Abig Subasa, that he said. I said it was another girsa. It's another girsa. It's an ikadamri down here. That Abig Subasa, that he has to pay the ksuba. Not like it says that according to him, you have to pay the ksuba as well. So he's got double jeopardy. He loses his wife and he has to pay the money. And Ika da Amri, some say that Abba Chanan was going Rabbi Chanina ben Atina is Karmalei. Dumakal Kelis Lei. That he was just going to argue back to Rabbi Chanina ben Atina. Rabbi Chanina ben Atina said that Henti Evsua, Henti Knua, that a Bedika solves all ills. And he said, no. Amr Rabbi Huda Amar, Shmo, Allah, Rabbi Chanina ben Atina is, phew. The halacha is like Rabbi Chanina ben Atina is that if she doesn't have a message, that's a Bedika is unfinished. Over my, what are we talking about? Ibai Sekas Betaras. If we're talking about where to do with what she's involved with food, Shmuel already said once before that that's the law. She has to mishamesh b'shnei edim. Yeah, because he said we're talking about when she's involved with tarus, she's mishamesh b'shnei edim. If she doesn't want to be involved in food, Shmuel already said that she doesn't need a bedika for her husband. Yeah, so we shouldn't have to worry about this whole brayso altogether. Even the statement of Shmuel that says she has to make a bedika is only for Taris. Yeah, so if she doesn't want to be involved in food, that whole brisa wouldn't apply according to Shmuel. Yeah, so why does he whole Rav Meir thing? So why does he have to pass on Chanina ben Atignos? Yeah, he shouldn't. In fact, he shouldn't pass on Chanina ben Atignos because she doesn't have to do bedika unless she's got Taris. And for the Gemara, so either we're talking about which a sukkah b'taris, and therefore it's the same thing as Shmuel said before, or it's not a sukkah b'taris, and it's a kasha on Shmuel. And so the Gemara says, you're right, when you say, how come Shmuel said the same thing twice? He didn't. There are two students who are debating what his actual statement was, but the upshot is the same thing, that if it's only the Baila and there's no taris involved, then she doesn't have to make any b'dikas. Okay, shkoyach.